Stand up! Stand up! Stand up! Stand up!
Friends, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
This is VOA Sonny Young in Washington. Let's give a Sunny Side of Sports salute to Ethiopian star Kenenisa Bekele, who came very close to adding another world record Sunday to his remarkable running resume. Kenenisa clocked 2 hours, 1 minute, and 41 seconds to win the BMW Berlin Marathon. His time is only 2 seconds off the world record set by Kenya's Eliud Kipchoge on the same Berlin course last year. Kenenisa already is the world record holder at both 5,000 meters and 10,000 meters. This was his second Berlin win to go along with 3 Olympic titles, 5 world titles, and a record 11 gold medals at the World Cross Country Championships. Kenenisa Bekele led a banner day for Ethiopia in Berlin. His countrymen Berhanu Legesse and Cisse Lema finished second and third, while Ashete Bekere won a sprint against Ethiopian countrywoman Mare Dibaba to win the women's title in Berlin in 2 hours, 20 minutes, and 14 seconds. The energetic Andy Edwards caught up with Kenenisa Bekele earlier Monday in Berlin. Here's Andy.
Kenenisa, you've had just about 24 hours now to think about your achievement. Fantastic race, fantastic win in Berlin. My question, firstly, is what made the difference? I mean, we would read about you having injury problems the last couple of years, dropping out of Amsterdam Marathon. And to be honest, a lot of people who report track and field would have thought this might have been your final race. You know, if it didn't go well, you think, well, you've achieved so much already. So what made the change from dropping out of races to going to within 2 seconds of the world record in a fantastic marathon?
Because of injury, I was struggled with injury few years. For a long time, you know, out from big performing in any race because of injury. Now I'm doing well, you know, in rehabilitation and, you know, treatment. I treated well my injury.
Did you spend more time to prepare for Berlin in Holland rather than Ethiopia and working more closely with Jos? Was that the difference?
Yes, I has some disbalancing in my body, my hip area. You know, my body was not balanced before I went to Holland. In Holland, completely we changed that disbalance to right position, and I work out there some months, like 2 months around there. I make good rehabilitation with physiotherapy, especially with Peter. He's a really good physio and good advisor. I want to thank him also.
It sounds like, in a way, you got your old body back, or you got in balance again. And did you then find you could do sessions which you couldn't do before for a long time?
I was tried, but, you know, sometimes you miss the way. When you miss the way, it's difficult to become on the right direction. So my problem was maybe before I couldn't really stick with the program and sacrifice, you know, give all my time to do, to change, to solve that problem. But now I focus 100% and try to change these things. So
everybody now, even though it's 24 hours after your Berlin win in athletics, is going to be thinking, well, when can we see you and Eliud Kipchoge on the start line of a marathon, wherever it is in the world, for the thrill of the contest, the rivalry, but also who knows what time they might run? Is that something you also look forward to?
I'm very happy if I run again with Eliud Kipchoge anywhere soon or whatever. I'm ready for that, so it doesn't matter, you know. I'm very happy.
I'm sure we'd all look forward to it. Were there times in the last few years, after you won Berlin in 2016, that you thought you might retire because of the injuries and you weren't producing the performances that you had done?
Yeah, when you injured, when you discouraged, because if you are not healthy, in full healthy condition, you have some problem, you know, with healthy and not doing what you need, what you want. It was big discouragement for me because of I was struggling. I was trying to fix. Sometimes after fixing, maybe when I said I fixed it, the thing is become again, you know, happening different injury. So
when you were talking at the press conference before the race, you said, well, I've had 3 months preparation. It's not as long as I wanted. But I wonder now whether you've run 201.41, whether 3 months, you know, a shorter preparation than for some marathon runners might suit you, Kenenisa Bekele, and your body. What do you think? A shorter preparation?
This coach, you know, the team I join now, I join a new team. I'm doing training with, you know, number one in Ethiopia, number one team with Haji Group. Haji Hussein, you know, he was told me when I remember that during I ran on Chicago Marathon, I was fourth place and my time not so good. So he was there with other athletes. He was told me that when I was sad after finishing race, look, Kenenisa, believe or not, you will break record, you know. This marathon record in the future is yours. Believe or not. Trust me. You will do it. 100% I trust, you know, in your capacity, everything. So now again, you know, I feel something. He was joking to me or how. And then now when I join his group after a few years, he was told me again, similar thing. Kenenisa, believe in yourself. From half, even half marathon, you will run faster ever, you know, in marathon. You have this capacity. Believe in yourself. We will do it. Just we work together. You will do it now. Also, when I came for this race, he was told me, your preparation is not 100%, short time. Just to go and bring some results.
Well, it certainly worked that way, if that short preparation. Kenenisa Bekele, I think the whole marathon world is so excited now. What you do, what Eliud can do, and of course a lot of other fine runners. Wonderful to see you racing in Berlin, and congratulations again. Thank you, Kenenisa.
Yeah, thank you very much.
And thank you, energetic Andy Edwards, for that interview with Ethiopian star Kenenisa Bekele in Berlin, Germany. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. It's the fourth day of competition at the IAAF World Athletics Championships in Doha, Qatar. Medals will be awarded in six events: the women's high jump, the men's 5,000 meters, the men's discus, the women's 800 meters, the women's 3,000 meters steeplechase, and the men's 400 meters hurdles. The 23-year-old Norwegian Karsten Warholm is the defending champion in the hurdles. Before the World Championships, Karsten talked about the possibility of breaking the world record of 46.78 seconds in Doha.
I've not been thinking so much about the time that takes to win, but I know that there are very good opponents, and it's probably going to take a very good time to win. But at the same time, it's three rounds, and everything can happen, and everybody's talking about the 400-meter hurdles as the event now, but at the same time, when people always talk so much about these things and the world record and everything, it sort of becomes like an anti-climax. But it's going to be exciting to see, so time will show, I think.
In the women's 3,000-meter steeplechase, one of the favorites for the gold medal is Kenya's Beatrice Chepkoech. Beatrice has been the outstanding performer in this event this season. The 28-year-old Kenyan athlete has won all four of her Diamond League races and her time of 8 minutes and 55 seconds, which she clocked in California, is the fastest by any women of 2019 by a total of 8 seconds. However, American Emma Coburn, the defending world champion, is expected to challenge once again. The United States is leading the Doha 2019 medal table heading into Monday evening's action. The USA has 4 gold and 4 silver for a total of 8 medals. China is next with 6 medals, 2 gold, 2 silver, and 2 bronze. And Jamaica is third with 3 medals. 2 gold and 1 silver. One of those gold came from Jamaican star Shelly Ann Fraser Price, who ran to her 4th 100 meters world title on Sunday. Shelly Ann said it was a victory for motherhood. Fraser Price, nicknamed the Pocket Rocket, blasted past the field in a season best 10.71 seconds. Afterwards, her 2-year-old son Zion came down to the track to join her for a victory lap. Yes, I think you could say Sunday was Mother's Day in Doha. Another mother, American Allison Felix, surpassed none other than Usain Bolt with her record 12th gold medal at the World Championships. This one came in the new mixed relay, in which 2 men and 2 women team up for 4 trips around the track. And another mother, China's Lu Hong, won gold in the women's 20-kilometer walk. Prince Nesta joins us once again for a look at the weekend European club football highlights. Sporty greetings, Prince.
Sporty greetings to you too, Sonny. Algerian playmaker Riyad Mahrez, Gabriel Jesus and Raheem Sterling on target as champions Manchester City won 3-1 at Everton to stay 5 points behind Premier League leaders Liverpool. The Reds also squeezed out a hard-fought 1-0 win against Sheffield United to extend their record of 16 consecutive Premier League wins. Gini Wijnaldum's 70th-minute winner owed a lot to a mistake from Blades goalkeeper Dean Henderson, who's on loan from Manchester United. French midfielder of DR Congolese descent Tanguy Ndombele and Harry Kane also recorded their names on the score sheet, as Tottenham Hotspur got back to winning ways after securing a 2-1 victory over Southampton. Having made a slow start to the season, this was a welcome victory for Pochettino's side, who are set to host German champions Bayern Munich on Tuesday. Italian midfielder Jorginho and Willian strike in the second half as Chelsea beat Brighton 2-0 at Stamford Bridge. Chelsea currently lie in 6th place in the table with 11 points.
Prince, let's stay with the Premier League. Arsenal, like Chelsea, currently has 11 points, while Manchester United has 8 points. The Gunners of Arsenal are visiting the Red Devils of Man U this Monday evening. I'm going to put you on the spot, Prince. How about a prediction and some head-to-head statistics?
It's going to be a titanic clash between the fierce Premier League rivals. Some bad news for Manchester United fans. The Red Devils will likely play without injured forwards Anthony Martial and Marcus Rashford, with the attacking task resting on the shoulders of 17-year-old Mason Greenwood, who may actually start his first league game this season. French midfielder of Guinean descent Paul Pogba is also a doubt because of an ankle problem, while Arsenal will also be without their prolific French striker Alexandre Lacazette, who's ruled out with an ankle injury. And now on to some head-to-head facts about the two. It should be noted that Manchester United have lost 3 of their last 6 Premier League home games. They've also been awarded 4 penalties this season, the most in the Premier League, while Arsenal, on the other hand, have actually conceded the most, which is 3 penalties. Arsenal will be banking on their prolific Gabonese danger man Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang, who has actually scored 13 goals in his last 13 Premier League starts. My prediction for this match, Sonny, Arsenal 2, Manchester United 0.
Thanks for that prediction, Prince. And don't worry if you get it wrong. I've been off the mark a few times over the years. Prince, let's go to France now. The French star of Cameroonian descent, Kylian Mbappe, made his return from injury in style.
That's right, Sonny. The 20-year-old World Cup winner and Brazilian striker Neymar played together for the first time this season and combined for the goal that gave Paris Saint-Germain a 1-0 victory in Bordeaux, as well as top spot in the French league table. Neymar jeered upon his return this season after summer-long links with the transfer to Barcelona, compared his relationship with Paris Saint-Germain supporters to a romantic one. The Brazilian said, and I quote, "It's like being in a relationship with a girlfriend. When things are not going well with her, you go without speaking. However, through love, affection and cuddling, things go back to normal, and I'm here to help PSG and fulfill my role as a player for this club." PSG next faces a trip to Galatasaray in the Champions League on Tuesday, before hosting Angers 4 days later. Algerian striker Islam Slimani also produced a man-of-the-match performance by providing a hat-trick of assists and scoring a goal as Monaco hammered Brest 4-1, while Lyon's miserable form continued with a 1-0 defeat at home to Nantes.
Finally, Prince, how about some highlights from the Spanish and Italian leagues?
Plenty of mixed results, Sonny. Five-time Ballon d'Or winner Cristiano Ronaldo helped Juventus continue their unbeaten start to the Serie A season with a comfortable 2-0 home victory over struggling SPAL. Miralem Pjanic's strike put the hosts in front on the stroke of halftime, before Paulo Dybala swung in the cross that found Ronaldo, who powerfully headed home to make it 2-0. Alexis Sanchez also scored and was sent off on his Inter Milan debut, but his side maintained their 100% winning run in Serie A by beating Sampdoria 3-1. Juventus and Inter Milan will go head-to-head at San Siro this Sunday in a match that is expected to have a big impact on the title race. Real Madrid remained top of La Liga after a 0-0 draw with Atletico Madrid in a match that was played at the Wanda Metropolitano Stadium. Luis Suarez and Junior Firpo also scored a goal in each half to hand Barcelona their first away win of the season, as the champions beat Getafe 2-0 to go fourth on the table. I'm Prince Nesta on the Sunny Side of Sports. Back to you, Sunny.
Thanks, Prince. I'm Sunny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
They're playing back.
Here in Washington, the top-seeded Washington Mystics beat the Connecticut Sun on Sunday, 95-86, in Game 1 of the best-of-five Women's National Basketball Association Finals. Elena Delladon, the 2019 WNBA Most Valuable Player, once again led the Mystics. Elena had 22 points, grabbed 10 rebounds, and also matched a season high with 5 assists. Game 2 in the WNBA Finals will be Tuesday night here in Washington. In more basketball news, the high school jersey of Los Angeles Lakers superstar LeBron James is up for auction. The AP's Shelley Adler reports.
How much would you pay for a sweat-stained LeBron James jersey he wore while playing high school basketball in Ohio? He also wore that uniform during his first Sports Illustrated magazine cover shoot as a teen in 2002. Early bidding, says Golden Auctions, $37,000. The auction house says 5% of the proceeds will go to the Basketball Hall of Fame in Springfield, Massachusetts. The auction runs through October 19th. I'm Shelley Adler.
Thanks, Shelley. Basketball's world governing body, FIBA, has appointed two top Nigerian officials into commissions at its headquarters in Switzerland. Colonel Sam Amadou, retired, the president of FIBA Africa Zone 3, is now a member of FIBA's legal commission. And Musa Keita, the president of the Nigerian Basketball Federation, was appointed to FIBA's finance commission. Iron Mike Mbonye asked Musa Keita about the appointments.
Coming to the appointments of FIBA, of my very humble self and Colonel Sam, on the various, on the finance and, of course, the legal commission, respectively, I think should symbolize for the NBBF the renewed confidence that the world body has in its basketball. There is no way FIBA would have made those appointments if, one, they didn't see the good potential in their candidates. Secondly, if they didn't have the trust and the confidence also that, look, if they gave us this these tasks, that we'll not carry them out in a very, I would say, optimized way. What I would just underpin is that if you look, you'll see that the commissions are very restricted in number. Of all the applications that were made all over the world, FIBA felt in its infinite, I would say, global wisdom to choose that. So again, I think Nigerians should actually rejoice. Nigerian basketball should see it as a very, very good sign of confidence.
The various national teams, the Tigers, the Tigress, the under 23 team, they have done very well this year, winning various championships. What is the secret behind this, sir? What's your take on this, sir?
So again, you know, for me, as president and, of course, the vision of my board, is that Nigeria has all the potential that it needs in order to compete very, very effectively at the global level. What we have not been able to do, I think, in the past, and what we're doing right now, is to harness this potential, to harness this talent that we have abound, in a way that the talent is expressed in an environment that is free of any inconvenience except for the players to keep their eyes on the ball. This is what I promised the basketball stakeholders when I took office as president of NBBF, that I would make Nigerian basketball the envy of any player who represents the country. So my board and myself have been trying to put in place an environment very, very conducive for them to only and just only play the ball.
What plans does the board have to popularize the game of basketball to the grassroots in the country?
So again, plans, I won't say plans anymore because we're already in implementation stage. This is for the first time in the history of basketball in the country that we have a title sponsor for the very grassroots divisions 1 and 2 leagues of basketball in Nigeria. The first time also that we are identifying and promoting interests of academies on an individual basis. For the first time also, I would say that we are actively participating at the lower levels in international or continental competitions. So clearly, under 16, under 18, or under 17, and all that. We are figuring. Clearly also popularizing the game by way of 3-on-3, which has become institutionalized street ball, I would say. Nigeria figures very highly in Africa in all these. So I think we are on the right track. We just need to make sure that it's sustainable and it subscribes very well to the future.
That's Musa Keita, the president of the Nigeria Basketball Federation, and he spoke with Iron Mike Mbonye in Lagos, Nigeria.
Hi, my name is Musa Keita. I'm the president of the Nigerian Basketball Federation. I'm also the secretary general of Zone 3 FIBA in Africa. I'm also a new member of the FIBA Finance Commission. And I want to say a special shout out to Sunnyside of Sports. Thank you.
And thank you, Musa Keita, for that shout out. And that wraps up the September 30th edition of the Sunnyside of Sports. Thanks to Voice of America producer Bill Werkinger. Thanks also to VOA engineer John Dryden. And thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. See you next month. See you in October. And that's the sunny side of sports.
Hello, this is Shaka Sali, host of Straight Talk Africa. The Voice of America's Straight Talk Africa puts you in touch with newsmakers and experts as they talk about the most important social and political issues that affect you. Tune in Wednesdays at 18:30 UTC right here on VOA Africa.
Hello Africa, this is James Barty, host of Daybreak Africa, inviting you to join me every weekday morning at 3, 4, 5 and 6 hours UTC as we bring you the latest in African news, features and sports. You can also be a part of Daybreak Africa through our listener mail segment by sending your comments and opinions to daybreakafrica@voanews.com. You can also call us and leave us a voicemail at 202-205-9942. That's 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, press the number 25 to leave us your message. Start your day with Daybreak Africa every weekday morning at 3, 4, 5, and 6 hours UTC on the Voice of America.
Everyone is looking for something special when maybe they should just listen instead. The VOA's African Music Mix will soothe your nerves and calm your head. Tune in from 0 to 300 UTC and 1100 to 1300 hours UTC to make you feel good. So treat yourself to that something special.
This is Science in a Minute.
A 2017 market research report suggests people around the world spend about $132.8 billion each year on dietary supplements such as vitamins and minerals. An enormous new analysis involving about 10 U.S. universities and medical institutions, 277 clinical trials, and almost 1 million research participants suggests that almost all vitamin, mineral, and other nutrient supplements or diets cannot be connected to longer life or protection from heart disease. The analysis shows only a low-salt diet, omega-3 fatty acid supplements, and perhaps folic acid, for some, might provide possible health benefits. The study also found that while most of the supplements weren't harmful, a combination of calcium and vitamin D might be linked to a slightly increased risk of stroke. I'm VOA's Rick Pantaleo.
VOA Africa has built a successful, effective social media strategy through Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and other digital platforms. We are responding to our audience on the African continent and in the global diaspora. We believe in the power of connection and interaction to bring you news that is comprehensive, accurate, and objective. We see the changes in technology as an opportunity to engage with our audiences about the issues that affect them. At VOA Africa, we don't just report the news, we help shape the conversation on the continent. VOA, your trusted source for news and information.
Hi, VOA's flagship global news program, International Edition, brings you an in-depth look at the biggest stories of the day. Nobody covers the world more comprehensively than VOA. We have hundreds of reporters gathering the news and the views of some of the world's greatest experts on international issues. But you don't have to tune in at broadcast time. Listen when you want. Just go to voanews.com. Click the Programs tab and scroll down to International Edition.
Voice of America!
We are always glad to have our listeners throughout Africa tuning in to our newscasts covering Africa and the world news. Tune in on top of each hour, 24/7. VOA is your trusted source of news and information.